Good morning and welcome to St Nicholas Church, Orpington. On today, when in church at our 9 o'clock and 10:30 services, we will be celebrating our Harvest Festival and taking donations for the Bromley Borough Food Bank, as in previous years. And our reading this morning is from Luke chapter 8, verses 4 to 15. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than what was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that, though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear. And then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way they are choked by life's worries, riches and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, obviously this Sunday we are celebrating and thinking about the produce of the ground, seeds that are planted, harvests that are collected around the country, around the world. And in my own house, in my own garden, I have to say I've discovered over the years I just don't seem to be much of a gardener. I think I would love to be a gardener. I would love to get involved with gardening, but for whatever reason, you know, that particular aspect of my skill sets, you know, hasn't really taken off. But one thing I managed to do this year was to get a couple of pot plants. So I found some pretty decent pots from Aldi, actually. And then in our back garden, along the patio, in one pot we planted some fuchsias, and then another pot we planted some begonias. And over the summer, and as we've got into the autumn, I found that these plants need three things. There's three conditions that are needed. And in fact, I talked about this actually last year when we were looking at growing seed last year in harvest, and even in our online service. And if any of you have got really good memories, you may remember what those three things were. And that would be absolutely brilliant if you do. But the three things that I found, you know, any seed needs, including the two pot plants in our garden, are room, they need roots, and finally they do need protection. And so you know, with my pot plants, we've had to put them in a place where they're not kind of overcrowded by other plants. They need room, and actually, even, you know, I have to check on them pretty regularly that something hasn't fallen into the pot, a stick, or actually at times, you know, they're I found snails which I've had to remove. These plants need room to grow. They need roots. So I had to find, you know, pots that were deep enough. I had to put enough compost, enough soil in the pots for the plants to be able to establish their roots. But finally, they do need protection. And yes, as I've said, that is protection from pests, whether that's slugs or snails or whatever it may be. But I'm sure in the long term, they're also going to need protection from frost, protection from cold weather. And I'm trying to work out, you know, how I'm going to do that as the winter months gradually approach. These plants need room. They need roots if they're going to survive and thrive, and they need protection. And in this parable, you know, Jesus is saying it's the same with the Word of God. When we receive the Word of God, and he says, you know, that seed that the farmer is sowing is a picture of the Word of God. When we receive it, we need room. And in fact, that's the problem with the first lot of seed. It's thrown on the path, but actually this path is overcrowded with birds. The birds eat it up. There's no room for this seed to flourish. The seed needs roots. And we read in verse 13, those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. And finally, these seeds need protection. And of course, they're the seeds, aren't they, that are choked by the thorns. And as Jesus says, you know, in life, the word can be choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures. There are threats to the seed. There are threats to the word that we need protection from. As well as room, as well as roots, as well as protection, I'd say there's a final vital ingredient for a seed to survive, to thrive, to produce fruit. And that's perseverance. And, you know, I have no idea how a natural seed, how seed in the ground perseveres. But Jesus does talk about us as people, that when we receive the word of God, he says, the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. And so this year, as we're thinking about harvest, as we're thinking about seeds growing, and we also think about this parable of the sower, where the seed represents the word of God, I'd love us to think again about how can we make room in our lives for the word of God. And just one little suggestion I would have is, could we make room each day by reading a bit of the word of God? And even if that's just to read a few verses a day, I think the easiest place to start, I always say, is the Psalms. Even if you just open up the Psalms each day and just read a few verses from the Psalms, I think you'd be surprised at how much of an impact that would have on your life, how much fruit that would bear. Can we make room for the Word? Secondly, can we let the Word take root? And again, just a really practical way, I would say, of letting the Word take root is to memorise. So again, could we find maybe just one verse over the coming week that we could memorise, whether that's a really well-known verse like John 3:16, or a verse that happens to be special to you in some particular way? Could you let the word take root by memorising it? And thirdly, there seems to be an encouragement here to protect the word. And you know, I think that goes along with that idea of persevering with the word. One message from the parable of the sower is that when we receive the word of God, it's going to be challenged. Things are going to happen in our lives that will attempt to take the word away from us, that will attempt to stop the word taking root, that will attempt even to choke the word of God. And I think the way we protect it actually is by persevering, is by choosing to continue to believe God's word, even in the face of challenges. To continue to believe that God's word is more important, is more vital than these challenges that Jesus mentioned. Riches, trouble, or even pleasures. Perseverance, protection means choosing to believe that God's word contains more value, more wisdom, is of greater importance than any of these challenges that come along. As we celebrate harvest time, as we celebrate the good fruits of the ground, let's aim this week and in the coming weeks and months to make room for God's word, to let God's word take root in our lives, and to protect and persevere with the word until we see the fruit in our own lives. Amen.